From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The mood among the more than quarter million protesting in Cairo, Egypt remains largely upbeat, and the message is the same: for President Hosni Mubarak to resign. After hours of waiting, Mubarak is addressing his country this hour. The State Department is ordering all non-emergency U.S. government officials to leave Egypt. It's also helping private citizens to get out, among them American Justin Martin. He said he and his wife decided to flee their home in Cairo after one particularly disturbing announcement.
There was a call from a mosque minaret, one of the mosques nearest to our house, and it was in Arabic, but my wife and I speak Arabic, and it was a call for all able-bodied men to grab weapons and run out and defend the community.
Martin is among thousands of foreigners to crowd into Cairo's international airport in a scramble to just get out. The scene is still described as chaotic, with reports of some police officers demanding money from foreigners before they can board a plane. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the U.S. is having trouble evacuating all of its citizens, 460 of whom have been able to get out today.
The State Department says that far fewer people than expected made it out today on U.S. chartered planes, possibly because people are having difficulty getting to the airport. The department is advising U.S. citizens to stay put during the curfew and only make their way to the airport during the daytime. The U.S. embassy is only open during non-curfew hours. Internet outages have also complicated the State Department's effort to spread the word about the ongoing evacuations. The U.S. has asked Americans with family members in Egypt to let them know that the U.S. will continue to arrange flights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Much of the midsection of the U.S. is in the grip of a brutal winter storm, dumping more than a foot of snow in many areas, ice, freezing rain, sleet, and others. NPR's David Chaper reports from Chicago. Thousands of flights have been canceled and roads are becoming treacherous.
Airlines are canceling flights in and out of airports from Dallas to Detroit and just about everywhere in between. And more cancellations are expected tonight and Wednesday. Southwest Airlines canceled all of its flights in and out of Chicago's Midway Airport from this afternoon through Wednesday afternoon. But Chicago Airport spokeswoman Karen Pride says both Midway and Chicago's O'Hare International remain open.
The snow operations team are the heroes of the airport, because they work around the clock.
Ice, heavy snow, and strong winds are knocking down power lines across the Midwest. Thousands are reported to be without power, and outages could become more widespread as this monstrous storm moves slowly to the north and east. David Chaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 1% at 12,040. This is NPR News. A study released Tuesday offers further evidence that illegal immigration is waning. The Pew Hispanic Center, a D.C.-based think tank, found that the number of undocumented immigrants was basically flat between 2009 and 2010. NPR's Alex Kellogg reports how this is a reversal of two decades of growth.
The number of undocumented immigrants in the U.S. was just over 11 million a year ago. According to the Pew Hispanic Center, that figure was about the same the year before. That's a big change. Illegal immigrants grew from more than 8 million in 2000 to a peak of 12 million in 2007. The number of illegal immigrants in the labor force is on the decline as well. These declines are largely due to fewer and fewer Mexicans crossing the border, according to Pew. Its estimates are based on census data. The findings mirror that of other research in recent months, showing the tide of undocumented migration to the U.S. has waned as the U.S. economy has sputtered. Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
The deep freeze spanning more than 2,000 miles is ushering the Steelers and Packers to Dallas, site of Sunday's Super Bowl. However, the ice storm is not expected to affect the schedule. The NFL spokesman Greg Aiello said on Twitter, the stadium roof is closed, so, quote, the show goes on. Taking a final look at numbers from Wall Street this hour, at last check, the Dow was up 148 points, or more than 1.25% at 12,040. NASDAQ up 51 at 2751. S&P 500 up 21 at 1308. This is on news of upbeat earnings reports, as well as an expansion in the manufacturing sector. This is NPR News.